Hi, this is Ross Conrad reading to you my article that appears in the January 2023 edition of Bee Culture magazine. The title of the article is The Elusive Varroa-Resistant European Honeybee. What will it take to permanently establish a truly mite-tolerant honeybee in the general managed honeybee population? Varroa destructor has been parasitizing honeybees throughout the United States for over 35 years, and to date, efforts to breed permanent mite resistance into the honeybee have largely failed. The incredibly robust nature of the honeybee's mating process helps ensure wide genetic diversity, a diversity that enables the honeybee to survive on 6 of the 7 continents of the globe across the vast majority of latitudinal parallels. So far, the mating process of the European honeybee has precluded the ability for beekeepers to be successful in their attempts to raise, disseminate, and maintain a truly mite-resistant bee. Honeybees mate in places where the drones from colonies in the surrounding area congregate and wait for virgin queens to fly by. Mating takes place on the wing, approximately 20 to 80 feet or 6 to 24 meters up in the air, and it is the fittest and fastest drones that get to pass on their genes to future generations. Studies suggest that these drone congregation areas stay consistent decade after decade unless a building is erected on the site. Drone congregation areas attract male bees from quite a wide area. Researchers in Denmark and the United Kingdom found that while 50% of the bees studied mated within about 1.5 miles, or 2.5 kilometers of their hive, a full 90% of the bees were observed to mate within a distance of 4.5 miles. That's 7.5 kilometers. While the maximum distance the European researchers observed matings to occur was 9.3 miles, or 15 kilometers, other studies have documented matings covering distances between 10.1 and 12.4 miles. That's 16.25 to 20 kilometers. As a rule, drones tend to seek drone congregation areas nearer to their hives, while queens will seek drone congregation areas farther away. This behavior helps to reduce instances of inbreeding between brothers and sisters. Now, queens typically mate within 6 to 10 days after emergence, and on average, most queens will mate with somewhere around 15 to 20 drones over the course of 1 or 2 days. Drones become sexually mature when they're around 12 days old. Mating flights of the queen and drones is highly dependent upon the weather conditions. Leaving the safety of the hive to participate in the mating process is a dangerous time for both the drones and the queens. Their relatively large size and slow flight speed make them very vulnerable targets for a host of predators from birds to dragonflies. While workers are extremely attentive to the queen within the hive, drones and queens pay little to no attention to each other inside the hive. Outside the hive, however, the drone's keen sensory organs allows them to identify queen's bees easily. It is believed that the primary drone attractant that a queen exudes is a mating pheromone known as 9-oxo-2-decenoic acid, or 9-ODA for short. And no, the X's and O's in 9-oxo-2-decenoic acid do not represent hugs and kisses, despite this being a mating pheromone. Now, male bees are endowed with many more scent receptors on their antenna than workers or queens, and are reportedly able to smell very small quantities of 9-ODA and detect this queen substance from up to 200 feet or 60 meters away. The drone is also equipped with large compound eyes that contain many more tiny lenses or facets than the worker and queen. This allows the male bees to easily spot the queen after they have used their scent to navigate near the queen's vicinity. Typically, healthy colonies will produce the most drones, and colonies in the process of replacing their queen will tend to exhibit higher drone production than usual. In an apparent last desperate attempt to pass on their genetic heritage, the workers in queenless colonies will start laying infertile eggs and raising numerous drones in the hopes that some of their sons may successfully mate with a virgin queen. As described above, the honeybee's mating process makes it extremely difficult to maintain genetic purity without isolating the queens from the drones of colonies that do not carry the preferred genetic traits. This is why reports of truly mite-resistant honeybees primarily comes from colonies that have been kept in isolated locations, such as on islands. Some queen breeders will flood areas with drones from selected colonies in an effort to overcome the likelihood that their selected stock will mate with local unselected bees. While this often works well for queen breeders, the average beekeeper that purchases these queens typically does not work to maintain the genetic purity of the bee strain, and the beneficial aspects that have been bred into the honeybee tend to get lost quickly through inbreeding and hybridization of subsequent generations of queens. Now, this cycle of breeders working hard to improve their stocks and the loss of many, if not most, of the beneficial traits bred into the bees once they are in the general beekeeping community's care is going to continue unless beekeepers make some serious changes. Beekeepers would have to work to limit the opportunity for hybridization by either isolating their bees or working to replace all the bees in an area with selected stock. Even then, there's always the significant likelihood that feral colonies in the area will interbreed with managed colonies and dilute the gene pool with non-selected traits. The difficulty in maintaining specific genetic traits appears to be the reason why, after more than three decades, the beekeeping industry is still not able to take full advantage of the mite-tolerant and resistant strains of bees that breeders have had some measure of success in raising to date. I have come to believe that a possible solution to this apparent insolvable problem is the Africanized honeybee. The Africanized honeybee is a hard-working bee with superior competitive foraging behaviors and exhibits resistance to mites and many diseases. This bee also has unique mating characteristics that suggest that they may provide the answer to the hybridization challenges that the beekeeping industry faces in its efforts to breed and maintain specific genetic characteristics in the general managed honeybee population. South America's experience with direct competition between the European honeybee and African bees resulted in the quick elimination of the European honeybee in the tropics. Although a low level of hybridization has occurred, Africanized genetic traits predominate in the South American honeybee population, making them a challenge to work with due to their highly developed defensive behavior. Several factors are suggested to help explain the domination of Africanized honeybees over European honeybees when it comes to mating. Africanized bees have an extremely high swarming rate, with colonies being documented to swarm an average of 3 to 4 times a year and as much as every 50 days. This means that under normal circumstances, new Africanized honeybee queens are produced at a much faster rate than European honeybee queens. Africanized queens also reach sexual maturity faster, giving them a biological edge over the European honeybee queens born at the same time. Even in colonies headed by a European honeybee queen that has mated with both European honeybee and Africanized drones, faster development of queens with Africanized genetics favor Africanized honeybee queens. Virgin Africanized queens tend to emerge earlier, pipe more frequently, and kill more rival queens than those with European honeybee genetics. On the other side of the mating equation, Africanized honeybee drones outcompete their European honeybee counterparts when it comes to the mating process. First, Africanized bees raise proportionally more drones than European honeybee colonies. They also raise drones earlier in their population buildup cycle, and they have more drones present in their colonies throughout a greater portion of the season. This results in more drones being present in Africanized hives than in European hives. Since Africanized honeybee drones use the same drone congregation areas that European honeybees do. They simply outnumber them, and the odds that a virgin queen will mate with an Africanized honeybee drone rather than a European honeybee drone increases dramatically. Now, Africanized honeybee drones are known to regularly drift into European honeybee colonies, where they are readily accepted in a behavior that is called drone parasitism. But the opposite is not true. Africanized bees rarely allow drones of other races or of mixed race to enter their hives. Africanized colonies then raise more drones to replace those lost to drifting, while European honeybee colonies raise fewer drones due to the influx of Africanized honeybee drones. This significantly decreases the European honeybee drones in an area, essentially flooding the area with Africanized drones. Africanized swarms are also known to take over European honeybee colonies through usurpation, a form of queen parasitism. Swarming Africanized honeybees will land near the entrance of a European honeybee colony, and the Africanized workers will gradually make their way into the colony, kill off the European honeybee queen, and replace her with their own Africanized honeybee queen. The opposite, usurpation of Africanized honeybee colonies by the European honeybee colonies or swarms, is not known to occur. Now, several special behaviors of the Africanized bee also endow it with additional advantages over the European honeybee when it comes to species survival. Africanized bees are more widely adapted to utilize a diversity of cavities for nesting and can successfully nest outside if nesting cavities are sparse. Africanized honeybees are known to migrate readily and abscond, abandoning sites with few resources or heavy predator activity in preference of more favorable locations. Africanized bee swarms also combine with each other more readily than European honeybee swarms, providing a greater chance of survival for the swarms. The Africanized honeybee's biological advantages, ability to parasitize European honeybee colonies, and unique behaviors all appear to contribute to the success of the Africanized honeybee in displacing the European honeybee in both tropical and subtropical environments. Under the open mating conditions prevalent throughout most of the world, the mating characteristics of the Africanized honeybee suggest that it could succeed in anchoring mite-resistant traits into managed bee populations where efforts to do so working with European honeybees alone have largely failed. The key to this approach would be in finding an Africanized bee that is gentle to work with, but has also retained the majority of its mating and beneficial characteristics, so that eventually most, if not all, managed bees would carry the beneficial Africanized genetic traits of resistance to mites and diseases. This has been Ross Conrad. Thank you for listening.